WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
And I 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Jay, check it in. Happy Tuesday to you. Just after 11 o'clock, our Sweetheart Stay and Supper Text to Win contest is on. Keyword this hour is Arrow. Text Arrow, A-R-R-O-W, to our studio line. You can get us at 608-355-9970. You can also use the Civic Media app if you want to win a free Papa Murphy's pizza and a chance to win an overnight stay at the Ringling House B&B. Text Arrow, A-R-R-O-W, 608-355-9970, or on the Civic Media app. Make sure you send it to Max FM.
FM.
Who was ready to play? Was it me? She- So tenderly, with the burning love, 90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
'80s, '90s, and more. It's Max FM currently sitting at 12 above. Just talked to my brother in Minnesota. I said it is 7 below zero at his house west of the Twin Cities. My goodness. What do you do, right? Still winter. I know it's a lot colder than average. I think our average temperature this time of year is, what, about 30? Something like that, anyway. It's Jay Roberts. Don't forget that keyword this hour in our text to win contest is arrow if you want to pick up a Papa Murphy's pizza and a chance to win the one-night stay at Ringling House B&B. That's the grand prize. You're going to be giving that away at the end of the week. Text in Arrow to 608-355-9970 or on the Civic Media app.
You can look at the menu, but you just can't eat. You can feel the cushions, but you can't have a seat. You can dip your foot in the pool, but you can't have a swim. You can feel the punishment, but you can't commit the sin. And you want her, and she wants you.
Won't get lost. And you want 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
I want you to want me.
I sure know
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. We are going to get a look at that updated weather forecast here momentarily. Don't forget, we are your home for Thunderbird basketball. The Thunderbird girls basketball team taking on Portage tonight at 7 o'clock. We'll have all the action right here at 99.7 Max FM.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. Baraboo Reads presents a community discussion series. It's around the book The Sum of Us, and it'll be hosted by Dr. Rainey Briggs. All the meetings will be held in the library auditorium. Upcoming discussions include Thursday the 13th, Thursday the 20th, and Tuesday the 25th. All the meetings will be from 5 until 6:30. Check out the Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library for all the details and register in person at the library. Again, this discussion series will continue through the end of February.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created? More than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out. One wash, it smells so clean.
Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Fights odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Sunny and crisp today. High temperatures trying to reach the upper teens. Will become cloudy tonight with snow moving in by late tomorrow morning. Looks to lay down a good 1 to 3 inches throughout the day, and leaves another 1 to 2 inches possible at night, bringing storm totals anywhere from 2 to 5 inches. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath & Shower, 1-800-329-4115. It's 13 degrees at our studios.
99.7
off the street. 90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Yo, fellas, y'all ready to do this?
Yeah, yo, what's up, guys? Yeah. What's up, everyone?
Boys are in effect, yeah. And it's about time. Yo, let's rip this up.
Boys the man. Boys the man. Boys the man.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, once again, that Valentine's Day text to win contest from 99.7 Max FM going right now. You have till the end of this hour to text in the keyword arrow, A-R-R-O-W. Text it in directly 608-355-9970, or better yet, use the Civic Media app, find Max FM, and use the text feature to send us that keyword, giving away a Papa Murphy's pizza and a chance to win an overnight stay at Ringling House B&B. Your chance to win right now. Text arrow 608-355-9970 or on the Civic Media app.
Move yourself. You always live your life, never thinking of the future. Prove yourself. You are the move you make. Take your chances, win or lose. See yourself. You are the steps you take. You and you, and that's the only way. Shake.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Hit cruise control and rub my eyes.
is cold, no sunshine.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Trump and Jordan's King Abdullah are meeting at the White House. Mr. Trump is pressuring Arab nations to take in refugees from Gaza. Israel beefing up troops around Gaza. Supporting what could trigger legal trouble, Vice President J.D. Vance.